Here's another thing that's happened in the 6 months since President Obama signed the health care law. It's lost support among the public. Many polls now show more people oppose it than favor it, and that's having an impact on political races. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports on how the health care law is playing out in key races in Florida.
Even before the campaign season began in Florida, President Obama's health care overhaul was a hot issue. It helped launch Rick Scott, the Republican nominee for governor, into politics. A former head of the nation's largest for-profit hospital chain, Scott founded a group that ran ads opposing the president's plan. Now he's using health care to attack his Democratic opponent, Alex Sink.
The right solutions? Sink backed the government health care takeover, cutting $500 billion from Medicare. She backed the...
Health care is also playing a big role in some Florida congressional races, where Democrats are considered vulnerable. The 60-plus Association, a Virginia-based group that bills itself as a conservative alternative to AARP, is running ads in at least three Florida districts held by Democrats, including Suzanne Cosmas and Alan Grayson.
Alan Grayson and Suzanne Cosmas are putting Nancy Pelosi's liberal agenda ahead of Florida seniors.
They supported Pelosi's health care bill, which cost $500 billion from Medicare.
We thought she was looking out for us.
Polls show that health care actually is not high on the list of voter concerns here in Florida. It trails the economy, jobs, taxes, education, and the cost of housing. But candidates like Marco Rubio, the Tea Party-backed Republican running for Senate, cite it as another example of a government out of touch with the voters. Here's Rubio from a recent Senate debate.
They told us when they passed this bill that it wouldn't cost anybody their existing coverage. And now we know that as many as 60% of Americans may lose their existing coverage. They told us that this bill would help Medicare and make Medicare more solvent. We now know that that's not true. They didn't tell us it would raise taxes either.
Like much of the criticism leveled at the president's health care plan in this election year, Rubio's charges aren't always grounded in the facts. The Congressional Budget Office says the health care overhaul will save money, not force the government to raise taxes. And the 60% figure Rubio cites is based on a three-year-old Heritage Foundation study of SCHIP, a program expanding federal Medicaid coverage to children. But that has little to do with the federal health care overhaul. Still, concerns about the plan and how it will affect Medicare are key to efforts to influence one of Florida's largest and most politically active voting blocs, senior citizens. Aubrey Jewett is an associate professor of political science at the University of Central Florida.
A lot of seniors are worried that this health care reform doesn't really include much for them. I mean, most of them were pretty comfortable, you know, where they're at, and now they're worried because they think, and it may or may not have come to pass, but they think that this health care reform act is going to cause them to have cuts in their Medicare coverage.
A poll recently conducted for the Associated Press by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and Stanford University found there's a lot of misinformation about health care out there. More than half of those polled mistakenly believe it will raise taxes, and a quarter wrongly believes the law sets up death panels. Whatever the reason, the health care overhaul has lost support among people like Dennis Weckenman, a 66-year-old Republican from Boca Raton. He supported health care when it became law earlier this year.
Yeah, I did.
What changed?
I think the amount of money that was being spent and the hidden items in there that we really didn't know about until the whole thing came to fruition. And then you start reading about, well, this isn't true and that isn't true. And I think that was it.
Congressman Alan Grayson, a Democrat from Orlando who's been an outspoken advocate for the overhaul, says he thinks health care is still a good issue for Democrats.
The bill does good things for people, whether you have private insurance, whether you're covered by the government, or whether you have no coverage at all. This bill makes your life better. I'm perfectly willing to run on things that makes people's lives better. I think that's a good platform to run on.
The challenge for Grayson and other Democrats is making sure voters believe that the new health care law will indeed make their lives better. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.